This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
And being low and so forth.
So I'm having been burned by many of us. We're burned in 2016 by a lot of these prediction models and all that. I'm not going to predict who wins a kite flying contest in the midst of a hurricane. But every factor seems to point that the Democrats are going to take the House. The president's low approval ratings, which are at the point where every president has lost the House when they lost the House or lost one of their chapters. There's enthusiasm that's behind the people that are opposed to Trump as opposed to for Trump. There's much 20 points higher enthusiasm advantage. The special elections, money raised, retirements, all of those point to this fact. And the interesting thing about this is these seats that are going, that as of today, are likely to be won by Democrats, but we have 79 more days left in this. Our seats spread across the country. They're in the Northeast, they're in the Midwest, they're in the South, and they're in the West. And so I think the Democrats, but I have two predictions I will make is get ready for a bumpy ride if the Democrats take the House back in 2019. If we thought we had a fabulous 2017, an exciting time, get ready for when they have the investigative body. And two is I think one thing that we ought to pay attention to on election night is there's going to be a whole bunch of new leaders emerge that we have not even heard of.
In both parties, no question about it. And all those.
I know. What's this guy smoking? That's ABC's Dowd predicting that the Democrats will win in the... Look, folks, I'm going to tell you right now. If you listen to him, you have to go, what planet is he living on? He says, one, Donald Trump has low approval ratings. Okay? Do you believe that? Last approval ratings I saw of Trump, he was at 51%. Now, I'm going to tell you something. If Trump's over 50 on regular polls, he's in the 60s. He says there's an enthusiasm advantage of the Democrats or the Republicans. I can tell you unequivocally that is a lie. He says it's a 20-point differential between how fired up they are over there and how fired up we are. I'm just going to ask you point blank. Do you believe that? Let me put it a different way. Are you going to vote? Are you going to go out and do your constitution? I mean, what you know, you have the ability to do through the Constitution. Are you going to do it, or are you going to sit down? Who do you think? You think the? I mean, I don't know. I don't have any answers to these questions. I think you're going to vote. That's what I think. I believe that many of the people that are going to vote on their side of things would normally would be their side of things are not going to vote for them. I think they're going to vote for us. I think black people. I don't think it's going to be 36%. But it's a lot of black folks that are going, I like Trump. There are a lot of women going, I like Trump. There are a lot of millennials going, I like my job. I like Trump. What could this guy possibly be smoking? He says, the Democrats have outraised the Republicans. Look, I haven't looked in a long time, so and maybe we should look during the break. But I'll tell you this, the Republicans had a huge advantage in fundraising over the Democrats. And you better know that Donald Trump in every troubled area will go and do fundraisers, and he will make sure that there's plenty to happen in those areas. I'm trying to figure out where this guy, what planet is he on? And then he talked about retirements from Congress as if that's a hurtful thing to Trump. I'm happy to see these clowns go. Even some of the good names. I'm glad you're gone. That's what Congress is supposed to be, a turnover. You're not supposed to stay there forever. And how is that a negative? Somebody explain it to me. 844-551-8255. It's Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. You don't have to explain it to me. Let me just tell you what's going on here. What's going on here is the left have lost their minds. They must make their electorate believe they've got a shot. They have to. If they told them the truth, it would be so demoralizing. Many of them would not want to go back to work. They wouldn't want to face the music. Reflect on how you felt in 2012 when Barack Obama got elected again. Reflect on that. I had a friend tell me, you know what she said? She says, I didn't do this in front of anybody. She goes, but when Romney lost, I went to my house and I cried. She told me that. She cried. That's how bad it was. It was, we're going to lose more Supreme Court justices. This guy's got a radical agenda. It wasn't about Barack Obama the person. It was about Barack Obama the policy man. And she was like distraught. She admitted it. And you know what we did? In 2014, we clobbered that dude again, the second time. Notice, he didn't win as big against Romney, even with a lot of people sitting it out. He didn't win against Romney big, and with a lot of cheating. Then, so we got him in 2010, then we showed him he wasn't nearly the rock star he was in 2008 and 2012. Then we kicked his bony butt again in 2014. Two of the worst midterm defeats in the history of this republic. And then we did something far more, and I think we were 4 for 4, to be honest with you. But we certainly were 3 for 4 when we came back in 2016 and beat the most crooked administration in the history of this republic and showed them, you cannot defeat us. Wow, what did we do? And then Trump comes on board, and you know what Congress does? They start retiring. They knew the swamp was getting clean. The gravy train is over. So they started jumping ship. Both sides of the aisle. And some big names, Daryl Issa, Trey Gowdy, others. They want no more. It's not because of Donald Trump. Maybe they are feathering their nest on the other side of our, on the aisle. I don't know. But what I'll tell you is this. I don't care. Because the movement to turn over Congress, you know, to, what are they talking? Vote them out or get them out, kick them out. It's suffering because these guys are leaving of their own accord. That's a plus. You don't have to mount some, you know, monumental campaign against an incumbent, a seated congressman or senator, because they're leaving. Democrats are going to take the House? That's laughable. That's what I want you to leave here today understanding. The Democrats have no shot at the House. The Democrats have shot themselves in the foot at every turn. Number one, their vile and putrid hatred of Donald Trump. Their unwillingness to listen to anything he has to say, when in fact, he makes sense. That's their number one undoing. Number two, their underestimation of Trump. Thinking that he's a bumpkin out there, doesn't know what he's doing. If the Brennan clearances or anything, they tell you Trump knows what he's doing. Shortwave.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all-too-familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Maybe I should call this Omarosa Week, because I noticed something about how you spot when someone's a liberal versus a conservative. And I believe this to be true of liberal versus conservative, particularly when you look at their men. I'll give you an example. A conservative man can have a strong woman, but you'll know who the husband is. Like, what's her name? Vice presidential candidate. Can't even think of her name. She's real popular. Sarah Palin. Sarah Palin and her husband. You know, he wasn't out there, but he went bear hunting, you know, and things like this. And he was in the forefront enough to where you knew he wasn't a eunuch. But for the most part, like even with a political husband like Bill Clinton, Hillary always has, she's one scissor snip from making Bill a eunuch. You know what I'm saying? Michelle Obama and Barack? Seriously. She made Barack Obama who she is. She could have torn him down at any time and still can. And look, I'm not going to get into their relationship, how good it is, bad it is, or whatever. I'm just saying this. I know who wears the pants in their family. But with a conservative man, he can love and respect his woman, but he is going to be all man. And that's how I think you can spot a real conservative versus these fakes. So I look at Omarosa. Omarosa Maginot-Newman. She can take the Newman off her name. Her husband is supposedly a doctor or something that used to work on the Obama campaign. I saw the dude in Cleveland, and he might as well have been wallpaper. She ran the show. And if you don't think she runs a show at their house, you are, I mean, come on. You know who's got the pants on in that house. So, I don't know of a person on the planet, who would, a male on the planet who's a conservative, who would go, man, I would love to trade places with that guy. I don't care what kind of AT double crooked socks you are going through with a woman that you are with right now. You want no part of Omarosa. But it's not just her. It's the women's movement in general. And I'm going to tell you something. It will backfire on them, and it already has to a little bit of a degree. And I found this story about the very actress who was one of the people caught up in the Weinstein thing. Weinstein. You know, not Rose McGowan. She was vocal for a while. And where's Rose? Hey, Rose, is this thing on? Rose, is it over? Hey, Me Too movement, who's next? I thought Hollywood was supposed to be going down. Weinstein's the only guy who did things to these women? Harvey? Or are there others? And what about all the pedophilia we know that's going on? What's happened? We hear nothing now. Till we get this story, which isn't that big of a deal. But I say, based on this story, my title would be, those doggone cougars, they're ruining the Me Too movement. You know what a cougar is? Cougar is an older lady who wants to be with younger men. If you want to spot someone who's got left-leaning tendencies, it is typically going to be the older woman who is looking for the younger guy. An older woman looking for a younger guy, in my opinion, has probably got daddy issues. Now, I'm not saying that conservative older women don't do this. If you're a woman of means and your husband died and left you a fortune and you decide, hey, I'm going to party a little bit before I go, and you get yourself a younger guy, good for you. But most women, even when they get into that stage, they still say, you know, I get it. There's something to be said about the young hottie, but I know he's just after my money, and you know what? I really want to deal on an emotional level. Even old guys. I know, look, we have a bad reputation as dudes. We get to be 80, and we want that 40-year-old. We don't even want the 60-year-old. We want the 40-year-old, right? At 80 years old. And so, you know, it looks kind of strange to be dating somebody that could be your granddaughter. But we want what we want. So guys have gotten that reputation. But I'll tell you this. Conservative guys probably aren't nearly as interested in the youngsters as liberal guys, leftist guys. I'm just being honest with you. I think you can almost look at it. In conservative circles, you know what you'll hear? You'll hear, oh, well, yeah, there's Rob. You know, he does like them young. Yeah, but it'll be like Rob is 60 and the girls he dates are 30, 35. And he's the one guy that everybody knows in conservative circles that just says, well, geez, okay, I'm the dude. There's got to be one. But for the most part, even older conservative men stick with the women that are age appropriate because you know why? That's where your quality of life is. You don't want to have to try to figure out the new songs and the new dances and stay up with the hip culture and all this other stuff. You want to find somebody age appropriate who likes to golf, who likes to get together with their girlfriends and play bridge, who likes to vacation in cool places, who can discern a good bottle of wine from a not so good bottle of wine, and on, and you can jointly learn about one another, not somebody you're training. Somebody you got to pat the bobo and send to bed in the evening, or she's doing it to you. You want somebody that you can grow old with, that you can have conversations with. Absolutely, you want them to be nice and good-looking or whatever. And you hope that the mate you pick, you kind of go into the sunset together. You're both going to be old. You know what I mean? I mean, there comes a point where the body just cannot keep up, no matter how hard you try. An 80-year-old who wants to be with a 30-year-old is asking for nothing but trouble. Anyway, these cougars, the Me Too movement, Italian actress Asia Argento, one of the first individuals to come forward and bring accusations of sexual harassment against disgraced movie mogul Harvey Weinstein, quietly settled a sexual assault claim brought against her by a former child star. Yeah, you don't hear about this. The Me Too movement, the feminists, are not going to tell you about this. Argento agreed to pay Jimmy Bennett, who played her son in a 2004 film, The Heart is Deceitful Above All Things, $380,000 in response to accusations from the actor. Bennett claims he sexually assaulted him during a 2013 encounter in her California hotel room, according to the New York Times. Bennett, an actor and musician living in L.A., filed a notice of intent to sue Argento in 2017 for $3.5 million in damages for intentional infliction of emotional distress, lost wages, assault, and battery. He claims Argento provided him with alcohol and sexually assaulted him during the 2013 encounter. He said the assault occurred when Bennett was only 2 months past his 17th birthday and Argento was 37 years old. In California, the age of consent is 18. So, she pulled a Bill Cosby. She drugged the dude with alcohol, had her way with him, and then tossed him away. Now, look, I don't know if this happened or it didn't happen. I don't even care. Let me tell you what I care about. I care about, she did a film with him in 2004. In 2013, when he was just past 17, supposedly, she, at the age of 37, had sex with him. He didn't file the case until 2017 for $3.5 million, and in 2018, he got paid. And I said, you know what? I hope many of these child actresses get these cougars and get paid, and I don't care if any of them, if it ever happened.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Pro Pure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro One G2.0 all-in-one filter by Pro Pure removes and reduces up to 200 plus contaminants, including fluoride, lead, and more. There's no priming required, no add-on filter needed for fluoride reduction, and it's totally reusable. There's a size to fit most competitive brands of gravity water filter systems. Pro Pure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, visit an authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Chris Watts, the man accused of murdering his pregnant wife and 2 small children, appeared in court today where he was advised of the charges against him. Watts faces 3 counts of first-degree murder, 2 counts of murdering a child under the age of 12, unlawful termination of a pregnancy, and 3 counts of tampering with the deceased human body. The judge read the charges against Watts in court on Tuesday and asked if Watts understood the charges against him. He responded yes each time. Lauren Arnold is Shanann's childhood friend.
There's so much more that she wanted to do and she wanted to see and take her kids to,
you know, learn about things and explore, and they don't get to do any of that now, and it's not fair.
President Trump's former personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, is appearing right now in federal court in Manhattan. Cohen is expected to formally offer his guilty plea. This is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat. The buying toner for the copy machine hat. The sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The never Trumpers sometimes just don't know when to shut up, when to give up. I'm amazed at them at times because, and I'm amazed at the left for the same reason. I consider them all of the same ilk. You guys know when I did the piece on Shapiro by way of Goldberg, and I talked about how both these guys are, you know, they have their toe in the water when it comes to Trump, but they're overweighting in the leftist pool, and they want to have people believe that they're conservatives. And what's funny, I'll give you a quick little aside. Look at Shapiro, probably 6 months ago. This dude was all over the news. They were talking about his 60 Minutes, especially they were talking about the Daily Wire. He was looking at buying out Glenn Beck. He's all over the place. And now I rarely see him. He hasn't disappeared. He's still got a billionaire backer in Texas, no doubt. But where is he? He's not around. Is he really relevant? My answer is no, but I don't want to pick on him right now. I want to talk about David Gert versus Goliath Berg. And that's what I said when David Horowitz got into a spat with Jonah Goldberg. One of the guys that I talk about quite often is a never Trumper. A guy who can't get used to the idea that he's no longer the big deal. He's not the big boy on campus, as we used to say, the big swinging, you know. The big swinging, well, you know. I almost said it. Anyway, here's what David wrote. David Horowitz. I love David Horowitz. He's invited me to speak at some of his events. And I got to tell you, I love the guy's work. I'm very excited about it, working with him. But here's what he said. A few days ago, I had a dust-up on Twitter with National Review's Jonah Goldberg. Our conflict was about Trump's fitness to be president, a subject that is broached millions of times on social media by other internet partisans. Twitchy posted the exchange and promoted it this way. It's on. Jonah Goldberg, David Horowitz duke it out over Trump's character. The Donnybrook led to 500,000 impressions on my Twitter feed, including legions of anti-Trump zealots eager to demonstrate how creative they could be in devising insults to throw at me for defending Trump. Beyond dumb, in need of psychiatric help, and probably receiving payments through offshore bank accounts. He's describing some of the things that were said about him. He says, as it happens, I've known Jonah for more than 20 years, admired his wit and insights, promoted his books, put him on my platforms. I was distressed when he joined the Never Trump chorus, but never wrote a critical word about him, hoping, I guess, that as Trump systematically undid the damage that the Obama regime had inflicted on the country, Jonah would return to his senses. I can say the same thing, other than I did go after Jonah Goldberg, and I did it in a tweet, went into a Twitter battle with him because he deserved it, and I whooped his Jewish butt. But that's an aside. Other never-Trump conservatives, on the other hand, just jumped on the other side. Just jumped to the other side. Bill Kristol even went as far as to collude with the Brennan-instigated witch hunt by spreading talking points from the Steele dossier. It was easy to write these renegades off, though still wondering how they rationalize the betrayal of their lifetime principles or were able to deny that they were doing so. Afraid to get their principles wet. But a group of never-Trumpers like Jonah adopted a less radical stance and conceded that many or even most of Trump's policy actions were actually conservative and ones they agreed with. What made them never-Trumpers was his horrible, defective character. Now, I'm stopping there for a second. See, this is what I hear all the time. I heard it when I was in Whitefish, Montana. I heard it when I was in Jackson, Wyoming, Jackson Hole. People going, you know, Kevin, I got to tell you, he's been a really effective president, but I got to tell you, I really wish he would stop with all the fighting and all this. And to every one of them, I looked at him steely-eyed like a Black Panther. And I said, are you done? They said, yeah. I said, we've done the presidential. It's gotten us nowhere. Now, you explain to me, would you rather have an effective person or would you rather have somebody that you can call presidential? Romney was presidential and he couldn't win. Trump was not, in your definition, and he won. Now, who's the one that's actually pulling the levers on everything that you hold near and dear? Trump. So perhaps you need to redefine what you think is presidential. And they all looked at me like, dang, I didn't know it was going to go all that, baby. I didn't know you were going to do all that. Let me translate my Ebonics. Kevin, I had no idea you were going to respond with such vitriol. Yes. Yes, I am. Because I'm sick of people defining what they think is a defective character. One of the things we talked about was the kneelers. And I said to people, to you, that's a little thing. Why is Trump involving himself with the NFL kneelers? And I go, because it's the big picture. And you're obviously too stupid to get it. Donald Trump says, make America great, America first. They kneel during the playing of the anthem, which goes against what? His very mantra, the core to which he ran on, and you want him to do nothing. You want Black folks to win these little micro battles of kneeling during football over the handful of deaths that have occurred at the hands of police officers, most of which are deserved, and you want him to ignore it. Oh, yeah, because you know what? It's been so successful for us to ignore the social issues, right? And Donald Trump said, I'll confront it. And not only did he confront it, he confronted it with the full backing and resources of the United States of America. The flag and the anthem, they supersede feminism, Islamophobia, the homophobia, blackophobia, you name it. It supersedes it all. And he decided to play the Trump card, ironically, and he's smashing them. And you say it's too little. Shame on you. If you're, no offense to you, but you know what? If I offend you, I don't give a crap. If you're too stupid to recognize how big of a deal that was, shame on you. And I could go on. So I educate anybody, and you are a clown if you don't want to heed my words when I talk to you about this stuff, because I'm studying it and most people are not. I understand risk. I understand what the impact's going to be long term, because I'm not only a risk guy, I'm a futurist. I'm looking at what something's going to do and what the impact is, and I'm measuring it against all the other factors. Some of them are polls, but for the most part, no. Real life, what people think, what's in their gut. And that's why people come to the Kevin Jackson Show to listen and to talk. 844-551-8255. So he goes on. He says, most prominent among this group, talking about Trump's defective character, was Bret Stephens, whom I also have admired and promoted in the past. At the end of Trump's first year, Stephens wrote a column for the New York Times, the position being an obvious reward for his defection, called Why I'm Still a Never-Trumper. In it, he praised Trump's major policy actions since entering the White House. But then he attacked Trump's bad character, which was unpresidential and indefensible, and averred, I still wish Hillary Clinton were president. Can you believe that? a guy that wants to call himself a conservative, wishes Hillary Clinton were president, gets a reward from the New York Times so he can write an op-ed or a column in there, and says, why I'm still a never-Trumper. He concedes. Trump is a rock star, policy-wise, but you know what? I don't even care about policy. Horowitz goes on to say this. When I read his column, the first question that popped into my mind was, how can indefensible and unpresidential bad character lead to such admirable presidential decisions? I'm not aware of any attempt by Stevens or Jonah or never-Trumpers to provide an answer. He says the posture of these never-Trumpers is apparently self-serving. It preserves their intellectual credentials as conservatives and simultaneously takes them out of the line of fire from an increasingly vicious left whose goal is to destroy Trump and his presidency and, incidentally, conservative America. I'm going to stop there for just a second and tell you that may be the most profound statement in this whole piece by David Horowitz, where he says they want to be considered conservatives yet take themselves out of the line of fire from the left. You know why that makes sense to me? Because that's what a chump does. That's what somebody does that says, I'm going to pretend that I still keep my principles, but I'm going to placate the other side. And in fact, you can bet Jonah Goldberg and Bret Stevens and many of these other clowns are speaking on the left, speaking with the left, talking about the defective character of Trump, getting invited to the left. They're playing both sides against the middle, but they want you to believe that they're on your side. See, I'm not fooled. You're either on my side. I'm going to tell you something right now. I wouldn't give a crap if Donald Trump wore a jogging suit to the White House and he started talking with a country accent. I wouldn't give a crap. If he keeps doing what he's doing, I'll back him 100%. We'll be back to talk more about this. This is a great article.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product. Risk-free, money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Talking about an article written by David Horowitz, and he's in a bit of a tiff with Jonah Goldberg, a Never Trumper. And the reason why I don't like these Never Trumpers is because they want to cherry pick the good about somebody and then destroy you for the bad. Let me ask you, do you pick your friends that way? You got kids? Have your kids done things you like? That you go, they make me so proud. And others that you want to go throw them off of a bridge into a moat full of crocodiles? The answer is yes. If you have kids, I'll answer for you. You're not going to always be proud of everything that somebody does. But I'll put it to you this way. Let's say your kid doesn't know how to dress. Or he doesn't get up and comb his hair every morning. And he looks a little like a ruffian when he goes to school. But he brings home straight A's. And the teachers rave about him. They say he's a nice kid. You know, they could use a little bit in the hygiene area, but he's a really nice kid. He's very bright. He helps other kids. Are you going to be, you're such a grub. Are you going to say, you know what, son or daughter, I'm proud of you. I'd like to see you dress a little better. Seems like you slept in your clothes. You ever met anybody like that? Let me stop you, okay? I don't want to break your thing too hard. You have friends like that. Every one of your friends is like that. Every one of the people that you know and love and care about is like that. Whether it is your family member or friend or an acquaintance. They have things that you love about them and there are things that you go, well, that's just Kev. And you know what you do? You stick with them. That's what conservatives do. We don't measure people and go, man, I love 89% of what he does, but that 11% I cannot deal with and blah, 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 blah. If you like somebody, if you love somebody, if they're part of your family, no matter what they're going through, you help. I'll never forget I had a friend who was a drug addict. And, you don't know that at first, but it turns out he's using drugs. And when the people found out, they're like, oh, you better stay away from him. And I'm like, stay away from him for what? What? Is he less of a person? Good guy. Hang around him. You find out he's got a drug problem. I don't know why. Do I need to know why? Maybe his mother died, his brother died, his wife died. You know, if we found out some bad news, it's not for me to decide. There are many things that send people off the deep end. And what do? You abandon them? See, that's what Goldberg wants you to believe, that if I don't like everything about Donald Trump, I'll just cherry pick the good and I'll abandon the rest. And when people ask me, I'll say, oh, well, yeah, I like these parts of his policy, but I don't like that. And he thinks it makes him be able to straddle the fence. And that's what David Horowitz goes on to say. He says, sitting on the fence affords them new career opportunities. Appearances on CNN and MSNBC. Columns in the New York Times. All that's required is that they avoid taking sides in the political war that is engulfing the country. All of this reminds me of a memorable Trotsky sneer about liberals, whom he accused of being reluctant to step into the stream of political conflict because they were afraid to get their moral principles wet. So when his tweet from Jonah appeared on my feed, I abandoned myself for strength and answered it. And Jonah Goldberg asked this question, re-asking a question I've been posing for 3 years. Please come up with a definition of good character that Donald Trump can clear. This is easily the most triggering question you can ask of Trumpist snowflakes. This leftist clown, Jonah Goldberg, thinks we're snowflakes. Yeah, the people who got it right. The people who backed the guy that Jonah Goldberg doesn't have the male genitalia to back, and now that Trump has won and proved himself to be a rock star, Jonah Goldberg still can't find his nuts so he can say, you know what, I agree, Donald Trump's a rock star. That's the guy. So he wants his question answered. So David says this, I don't know whether it was the snideness of his comment or its absoluteness that triggered me, but it seemed so pig-headedly self-righteous, so oblivious of the complexities of human character, not to mention the nuclear dimensions of the left's war against Trump, that I responded, and in doing so, walked into a hornet's nest. And here's what Horowitz says. In answer to the question of, give me something hurdle that Trump can clear that says he's not a demented lunatic. And the Horowitz says, well, he's got an amazing family. He's loyal to a fault. He loves the country that gave him a privileged life. He works around the clock for ordinary Americans and their security. He would never appoint a treacherous individual to head the CIA. Wake up, Jonah. It's a war and you can't be neutral. And that drew this response from Jonah Goldberg. This is total nonsense, David. He's not loyal to a fault. He's not loyal to his wives. Read up on how he treated Roy Cohen, FFs. I don't know what that is. He doesn't work around the clock. He won't read and won't stop watching TV. I can't tell if your head is up your butt or his. And he used a different word. He says, the nastiness of the last sentence shocked me. Evidently, the hatred of Trump is so fevered, it can burn through 2 decades of cordiality and acquaintance. I wonder if Jonah would be so hostile to someone who shared his views of Trump's character, but thought Trump's policies were racist and tyrannical. Let me answer for you, David. He wouldn't. 2 episodes in Trump's favor. As it happens, I'm well aware of the vulnerabilities of what I tweeted. I should have never written it and fallen into Twitter trap. Tweets don't provide enough space to account for the complexities of this subject or provide sufficient examples to make one's case. Character is notoriously mercurial and complex to judge. As it happens, in referring to Trump's loyalty, I had in mind two episodes. The first was the topic of the week, Omarosa. Why did he stick with such a wretched individual for so long, despite warnings from everyone around him that she was no good? Loyalty to a fault. Completely agree. I said I would have jettisoned Omarosa a decade ago, whatever length of time, and never looked back. That's me. He goes on. He says, the second was when the left showed its teeth in the first days in the White House and maliciously attacked Steve Bannon and Jeff Sessions as white nationalists and racists, even neo-Nazis. Any other Republican freshly in office would have thrown him under the bus, however false the accusations. Trump's fortitude, his refusal to back down under withering fire, is also a character trait, and an admirable one. Actually, the key to his success where Bush and congressional Republicans have repeatedly failed. Loyalty. Just so we're clear, Jonah Goldberg has no loyalty. He measures loyalty in, oh, you stayed with the same woman or mate for X amount of time. Well, hey, Jonah, welcome to the real world. Everybody doesn't do that. And you know what he's doing? He's self-righteously moralizing about anybody that's had a divorce. Jonah, let me ask you this. You ever broken up with a girl? Or is your wife the first person you were ever with? How many girlfriends were you disloyal to? How many friends have you been disloyal to, given the way you treat Donald Trump? Who must be perfect in your life for things to go the way that you need to go so that you can say, oh, you're going to be my friend for life? David goes on, he says, since Jonah brings up Trump's three marriages, let me ask this question. Who can see inside another person's marriage? I thought, moreover, that since Reagan, who had two wives, entered the White House and performed as a conservative hero, Republicans would have gotten over their puritanical prejudices. All politicians have flawed characters. It's the nature of the job. It requires compromises, prevarications, dirty deals, and the like. In Trump's case, what is important is not his loyalty to his wives, and none of them seem to be complaining, but his loyalty to the cause he champions and the people who support him. I'll ask Jonah Goldberg this. How do you feel about McCain? Huh? Do you hold him to the same standard? He's had two wives. What are you saying about him while he's on the throes of his deathbed? Tell me. I'd love to hear him. What do you think about Bush, who, you know, was a dope head and a bunch of other stuff? Name me what it is that you think is so Mr. Perfect. I'd love to get the analysis of these guys. See, these are the people that they live their lives by checking boxes. Okay, didn't do drugs. Jonah Goldberg's case, I'm going to guarantee you, picked a good Jewish girl, right? He's not marrying a Christian or whatever. He's got to walk that line, boy. You know, got the two kids or whatever, the kids and the dog, checking it off. You know, got the good reputation, you know, ooh, staunch conservative. People see me as an intellectual, blah, blah, blah. Just checking off boxes in life. And he builds this world where everybody, oh, Jonah Goldberg, he's an amazing guy. He's, look at the wit and the charm and the character and the great life that he has. And he flaunts the kids and the wife around the thing. Let me tell you, don't put a private investigator on this clown. Don't put a private investigator on him. It'll break your heart. It'll break your heart. If you have one of those things that will let you see a man's thoughts, don't look at his. You couldn't come back from that journey. It would drive you crazy. But he wants you publicly to think he's Mr. It. He's Mr. Sunshine. Ooh. Yeah, he's the guy that's going to abandon you the minute he finds out that he can't public, that he can't stair step, puddle jump over you, or you're of no use to him. He's going to throw you away. And he's mad because he can't do that with Donald Trump because he doesn't understand it. You elected him, not Jonah Goldberg. You're 10 times smarter than Goldberg.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.